Hi everyone, I'm going to do CB Spillet questionnaire, and if I sound a little weird, my allergies are going insane right now with this stupid ragweed that I want to die. And I have a slight sore throat and kind of just like basically, so but for some reason I feel like talking, so yeah, if I sound weird for any reason, that's why. So you get to hear my allergy voice. Yay! All right, I'm gonna answer these 20 questions here, and hopefully you enjoy listening to me ramble for how long this is. The first one is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, or 10 being exactly alike? I'd have to say I'm a 10, because, everyone says and I'm sweet and nice and all that, but then I people tell me like you're such a tease or something like that, and most of the audios that I put on here are all improv. I don't write anything down. I mean, here lately I've done scripts because I just haven't been able to think of anything for whatever reason, but yeah, most of my recordings are from my brain, from idea, and I just pull it out of somewhere. I don't know where it comes from, but yeah, my GWA persona is totally me. There is no faking there at all. So probably in my brain and my imagination is a little more dirty than I am in real life, but it's still me. So, question two, what's the story behind your username? Okay. Kind of just went from how I am, and I wanted something that wasn't, I guess, like in your face, but kind of tempting, I when I thought of it, I thought of like sweets, of like cookies and cake and stuff like that. How you're like so tempted to eat it, but you know you shouldn't eat it, but yet you want to eat it anyway. And then I thought of how like I am with. If I'm out and I see a hot guy or something, I'm like, oh my God, like I want to go up to him, but I won't go up to him because I don't know what I would do. But it's like you want to go up there, and it's like, it's like it's tempting, it's sweet temptation. So that's why I created it. Question three: how many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. Okay, I know basic Spanish. And I know basic American Sign Language. Of course, with American Sign Language, I can't say anything because it's all signs. And I don't really know enough words in Spanish. It's sad. I took 2 years of it in college and I forgot 90% of it. I don't know any sexy things to say in Spanish. Sorry. All I can think of is. ¿Cómo te llamas? Or muy bueno? Or buenos días? Everybody knows those. And I don't know. I don't even know how to say something sexy because I probably forgot those words. Or the alcohol killed him. Ha! Okay, question four. Who is your celebrity lookalike? Okay. That's a good question. No one's really ever told me I look like someone. I remember I took this weird, like, it's a quiz thing. I think it was off of Facebook where you could upload your picture and then they, like, take your face and they analyze it somehow and then they match you with other people. And they, one of mine was, Jose Marion, she's a model for, I think it's Maybelline. It said I look like her the most. And I think it had, for some reason, it had Jessica Alba, but I don't look like Jessica Alba at all. I don't know what it was looking at for that. I think Britney Spears was in there a little bit. And Sandra Bullock was in there, but I remember the biggest was Jose Marion, which I thought was weird because I don't have any Hispanic or like Latina descendant. I'm, see if I can remember them all. Irish, German, a little bit of British, Polish, have a little Pennsylvania Dutch, and I have. My dad's side of the family is from the south of the USA, so I have that in me too, but that's really not a nationality. But yeah, that's what I'm all made up of, so. Yeah. I guess I have to say Jose Marion because that's what it said it was, but off the top of my head, like nobody's ever said, you look like blank. Yeah, I kind of rambled on that one. Question 5. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? My ex-best friend knew a lot of them. I knew a lot of hers. There is someone that I'm talking to now where he knows a lot of mine. And I know some of his. See, I told so many of my secrets that there's really none to tell. People know about them. I think it's my excuse to create new ones. I don't really know. I mean, I could share one. It was, I stole candy when I was 8 years old from a grocery store because I was hungry. But that's really not a juicy secret. Yeah, I'll just say I have secrets. There you go. And if you get to know me well, maybe I'll tell you them. But I'm not going to openly tell them on here. Question 6. What bad habits do you have? I have a habit of when my nail polish starts to chip, I kind of help it along and kind of help chip it off. I have a habit of peeling my nails. I don't know why. I used to bite them, but I finally got that to stop. I have a habit of making poor choices here lately, but that makes life fun and interesting. So, probably don't listen to others as well as I should. I'm the kind that kind of learns from experience and not from people telling me. I don't really drink a whole lot. I don't smoke. I tried smoking once. Never again. I didn't like it. Yeah, that's kind of it. Question 7. Tell us a story of losing your virginity. I wish it was more. I see, I hate when people tell me theirs. And sometimes theirs are like all elaborate and really special and sweet and all that. Mine wasn't. I can't believe I'm going to say this openly. It was in high school, and my boyfriend at the time, he was 2 years older than me, and he had signed up to enlist in the military. And there's, he has an old car. It wasn't a new car, it was an old car. And I was in marching band, and I remember everyone left for practice. And they left from practice, and there was no one there, and he was going to take me home that day. And we decided to, get it on in the back of the car. But the one thing he was like, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. He was like, I'm going to make sure that you're happy and make sure that it's good and blah, 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 blah. It was over way too quickly. I don't remember too much of it. I don't even think I orgasmed. I remember he did. It wasn't anything really special. Wasn't anything really planned out. And, that, 90% of the guys that I've been with has kind of been like, oh, you're in my bed, I want to fuck you. I've never had the whole build up and all that kind of stuff. It's never been like that. And I don't know if that stems from how the first time was. But, and maybe I just thought this how it was, I don't know. But, yeah, it was not too, memorable. It's kind of over too quickly. And I remember, you know, getting dressed back in the car because you didn't want to leave the car because there were cameras in the parking lot, you know? I mean, they couldn't see anything, but, you know, it's kind of like that slight risk of possibility getting caught. And I mean, he was bad anyway. So that's another bad habit I could put in there. I'm attracted to bad boys. The kind that are bad and toxic for you and you shouldn't go to. Those are the ones I gravitate toward. But he was like that. And, I'm glad that I listened to my head in the future and didn't do what he wanted me to do, was to leave my senior year of high school and move to Montana and live with him at 17 years old. But, if there's one thing I had to say about it, I wish it was more memorable. And I wish it was, like, something that actually meant something, instead of like a, I'm so horny, I need to fuck you right now kind of deal, because, yeah, that wasn't really special. So, there you go, now the whole internet knows my virginity story. Woohoo. We're gonna leave it on here anyway, though. Question 8 is, how frequently do you have sex with someone else, or with yourself? If you hear any background noise, I'm sorry. My windows are open, and I don't feel like shutting them because I need air in here. So, I mean, I'll try to edit it out, but if it doesn't edit out, it will. It's just questions. Okay, I'll be honest here. I have sex with myself a lot. It's like, if I had to put a timetable on it, it's at least 3 times a week. No, I shouldn't say that. It's like, I could do it once a day, every day, but I don't. It's frequent. With someone else, I'm weird about that whole thing. There's people that can go and have one night stands and can have sex and there's no emotion attached to it, and if that's them, that's fine. I can't do that. I mean, now, people have told me, you could go to a bar tonight and bring some guy home. Yeah, I could, but, for me, sex with someone else is more than just sex, because it's something that if I don't have feelings for them and know a little bit about them and know how they care about me and all that stuff, it's just meaningless. I don't think I could ever have a one-night stand, and if I did, I'd feel so bad the next day that I'd regret it so bad that I probably wish it wouldn't have happened. But, I only have sex with other people if I'm in very committed, serious relationships. So that's why I'm doing a lot with myself. I mean, I had to do something, right? So, yeah. Question 9 is, what is your biggest regret? I don't have regrets. I don't have any regrets. I mean, there could be times where I'll eat or drink something and go, I shouldn't have done that. But in life, I don't have any. Because every choice was this decision that I thought was good at the time. And whatever happened after that did. And, yeah, it's just what it is. I don't regret anything I've done. Nothing. Question 10. What will you choose as your death row meal? Country fried steak. A huge thing of mashed taters. And, some kind of vegetable or pasta. And then I'd have, like, a great dessert, like strawberry shortcake or something like that. And I'll wash it down with Corona. Yeah. That'd be a good way to go out. 11. What is your favorite scent? I have a lot of favorite scents. The smell after it rains. Fresh flowers. Home-cooked meal being cooked. If I had to pick one, and I had to go with, like, after it rains in the summer, because you had that, like, the humidity smell, and then you smell the rain. It just smells like, I don't know what word to describe that as, but it just smells really good. Because I picked that. 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? On a sexy time night? On a regular night, I usually wear a tank top and panties. That's it. And on a sexy time night? Nothing. And if it's not nothing, it's like a really sexy piece of lingerie. Yeah. That's usually what I wear. 13. But, like, I wear it to bed and then I sleep naked. Ha. Question 13. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? I read sometimes. Kind of depends. I don't do it too frequently, but I've done it in the past. My favorite author. I've been reading Nicholas Sparks' new book, The Longest Ride, but it's been kind of hard to get into because it's like two books in one and it flip-flops, and yeah, I'm not having too much luck with that. Sophie Kinsella, I like her books, but I haven't read one of her recent ones. She has a book called Can You Keep a Secret that's my favorite book. I love that book. And there's an author called Mandy Hale. I read hers called The Single Woman, and I just bought her new one called I Never Been to Vegas But My Luggage Has. And I started reading that one. Yeah, I'm like reading two books at once. I'm reading that one, and I'm reading I Just Graduated Now What by Katherine Swartnager. So I'm reading that one and Never Been to Vegas at the same time. And trying to read Nicholas Sparks, which is kind of like not holding my interest. So there you go. Yes, I really don't have like one favorite author. I just have, if the books are good, if I read one and I like it, I'll read more of them. If I read one book and don't like it, I just don't read that book again, or the author's books. I think you get what I'm trying to say. Question 14. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. In person or via internet? I've had a lot of recent encounters over Skype, and we'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to elaborate on that, but it's been great. Okay, question 15 is, what one word best describes you inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom? Okay. Inside the bedroom, one word. I want to say animal. I go with animal. Yes. And outside, I'd say ladylike. There you go. Yes. Animal inside, ladylike outside. 16. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I have my ears pierced, and that's it. I want a tattoo, but I haven't gotten one yet. And I don't know where, and I don't know what of, but I do want one. 17. Have you ever come without touching your penis or pussy? Yes, I have. I did not think it was possible, but yes, I have. Yes. It's kind of amazing, too. It is amazing. Question 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? And are you multi-orgasmic? My record is 5. I could probably go for more, but it was like 5 at one time. And by the end, my body was plainly exhausted. It just happened. I didn't challenge myself to it. And yes, I am multi-orgasmic. Yes, I am. And now everybody's like, ooh. Question 19. What is on your sexual bucket list? Okay. I would like to have a threesome. I don't know if I want another girl or another guy. Maybe both. And I say, yeah, I'll say both. I want that. I would like to be blindfolded and tied. I wouldn't say super tight, but like tied to the bed. Have my arms and my wrists and ankles, and just have someone do things. I wouldn't say like extreme because I'm not into a lot of that, you know, painful stuff. But knowing that I'm helpless, that would really, I'd like to experience that. I like to have sex in the rain outside. No thunderstorm, just rain. I'd like to, on a beach, sex on a beach. I wouldn't mind finding out what anal is like. I've never had it. No one has played with my ass, but I'd be down to see what that'd be like. Having chocolate or honey poured in my body and someone licking it off, or whipped cream, that I wouldn't mind feeling that. The whole role-playing thing of, you know, like you know each other, but yet pretend you don't, and you're like in an airport or at a bar or a restaurant or something, and you meet, and that kind of thing. I've never done any role playing like that, but that'd be fun. I would like to get another toy. I have a bullet vibe, but I want a rabbit vibrator. I'm curious what that looks like. That and a Hitachi. I want those too. Yeah, I think that's a good list. There's probably more, but it kind of gives you an idea. Pretty sexy list. And question 20 is, describe what an orgasm feels like for you, hopefully while having an orgasm. It's funny, I did an audio saying what it was like, because someone told me to make it, but I'll describe it. It's, my body gets really, really tight. Everything tightens up. I start shaking. My ab muscles start to clench, like almost like a wave. My nipples get really hard. I get really hot. I start to sweat sometimes. I start to breathe really heavy. Sometimes, usually I forget to breathe. And then it's like this push. And I keep going and everything tenses up and I'm just waiting for it. And then when it hits, it's like warm water being poured all over my body. And I shake uncontrollably. I moan like hell. Sometimes I scream. Sometimes I whimper, but I moan all the time. My back arcs. I gasp for air. My legs shake. Body shakes, and it just keeps going and going and going. It feels like eternity, and it keeps going and going and going, and then it'll finally start fading away, and my muscles start to relax, and my breathing starts to slow down, and I start coming back to earth, and I feel so relaxed that I feel like I'm floating, and whatever I was worried about before and whatever was on my mind, it's gone at that moment. It's like the best drug on the planet. It feels so damn good. So good. And usually for me, the first one I have is good, but the second one after is even stronger, and it feels, oh my god, it's amazing. It's just amazing. So that kind of gives you an idea. Yes, they are very, very enjoyable. And one time I had one multi one that must have went for a minute, and my body kept shaking and I couldn't stop it. And I just totally let go, and it kept going and going and going. And it was, God, it was amazing. So, yeah, that's my spill it questionnaire. And now you know, see, Orgasm feels like for me was my sexual bucket list. How I lost my virginity. Yeah, so you strangers are getting a lot of information about me. And I hope you enjoyed listening to me answer these questions, and I will talk to y'all later.